It is jazz and rock and roll. It is old soul and symphony. It is color and sound and light. Welcome, sweet mother woman. God bless your new journey always. Introduction. If you find it in your heart to care for somebody else, you will have succeeded. Maya Angelou, mother of one. Let me start by saying that nothing brings me more joy than being a mom. Nothing. It is by far the best thing I've ever done, and I'm grateful every day for my daughter, Palmer. However, motherhood is also by far the hardest thing I have ever done. Ever. Even a few years in, I do not have this whole parenting thing down. Why? Just when you think you've figured out one stage, your child moves on to another. One reason I wrote this book is because I didn't connect with the flawless parenting images and the idyllic moments I saw in the movies and on mommy blogs and Instagram. For me, they could have not been farther from the truth. They made pregnancy and motherhood look magazine perfect, which just makes you feel like you are on the Hot Mess Express. Where was the screaming baby? Where were the dark circles and the hair that hadn't been washed in days? Mom bun, anyone? I once saw a quote attributed to Socrates that said, "What screws us up the most in life is the picture in our head of how it's supposed to be." Amen to that. Sure, I love to post adorable Instagram pics of my daughter, Palmer, in smocked dresses, bows, and cute bathing suits on the beach. Dressing a baby girl is so much fun. But I'm also honest about my pregnancy constipation and less-than-stellar mom-to-be diet. The post-pregnancy pain in my crotch, my fire hose-like oversupply of breast milk, and my decision to quit breastfeeding just shy of 3 months. Along with Palmer's love affair with her passy, which is really my own inability to take it away from her. Everything, actually. Why am I oh so honest? Maybe giving you TMI on occasion? Because I feel like many, many women don't talk about what you really go through during the first few weeks and months as a new mom. Perhaps it's because they don't want to be labeled as depressed, admit that they didn't have this Instagram-worthy experience, or seem like they don't have their shit together. Well, ladies, that's okay, and I'm happy to admit it. All of it. In fact, it's normal. I was depressed. My experience wasn't Instagram worthy, and no, I didn't have my shit together. Hardly. The first week alone was full of sheer exhaustion, shock, lots of tears, and not knowing what the hell I was doing. I'm fine sharing this new mom experience with you because the resounding message that I get every single day from women with newborns is something along the lines of, "Oh my God, I had no idea it was going to be this hard." But then I look at your Instagram and it makes me feel so much better about what I'm going through. I'm also fine shattering the myth that you can have it all. The response has been overwhelming. Hence, one day you'll thank me. I wanted to tell the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the milk leaking, pee in my pants, when can I drop her at daycare truth. But I also wanted to assure you of one thing. You will be okay. Or as my mom used to remind me growing up, this too shall pass. I really believe that timing is everything, including when it comes to having a child. For me, at 35 years old, I could handle what would have put me into a padded room at 25 years old. I also realized that becoming a mom doesn't have to totally rock your world, and just because you have a baby doesn't mean that your life ends. It's just a different life. I was so scared to get pregnant, and then even more afraid when I realized that I'm not such a baby person. As a total control freak, the unknown is terrifying. And let's just say that parenting, no matter how much you read, plan, and organize, is lots of unknown. While it's not always easy, what you get back is worth every messy mama moment. Sure, it's full of ups and downs, but you choose how to react to change, and you choose your expectations. If you think life as a new parent, or just as a parent at all, is supposed to look neat and tidy, then you'll feel awful that you're not making your own baby food, that you haven't showered in days, and that you've become one of those moms whose living room looks like a playpen. Yep, that's me. And that's one thing I said I'd never allow. What a snotty bitch I was.